Welcome everyone, January 25th, 2011, the year of the master, the year of mastery, the year of walking with the guru, becoming the guru, walking with the 20, the 2 tens, the radiant body, the time when we can move from the 1 to the 10 into our radiance, into our radiant body. So this is really the year of possibilities of moving into who we actually are. And last year, 2010, was a difficult year. We just had a lot of imprints coming up and a lot of chaos, and we were totally holding the field so we could make it through to this point when we can start to move into our own individuation more completely to bring our gifts through. And that's what we're really looking at and being supported by with the current astrological configurations on the planet. The 22nd, which was Saturday, we had Jupiter moving into Aries, and Jupiter's going to be in Aries until the first part of June. And, of course, Jupiter is the planet that expands us, and Aries is our individuated self. So this is a way for us to consolidate our individuality, get more focused on what our personal gifts are, our personal goals, and be clear about how we want to bring that forth, how we want to really make our individual contribution available on the planet. It's more bringing our soul more into our body. It's safer now. It's time now to really live more from our soul essence and bring that forth. And that's what we've just been talking about in relationship to posture and opening up our hearts and lifting up our shoulders and bringing them back and lifting up on our diaphragm and really deep breathing. And when we breathe, really breathing into our hearts and bringing the breath all the way up into our shoulders, lifting our shoulders up, rolling them back, putting our head back on top of our spine, and with each inhaling, allowing the inhale to open our hearts, and exhaling and allowing the exhale to release anything, any tension from our body. So we've been trained to, as a culture, breathe very shallow and to constrict when we're breathing. But now we're actually moving into that Jupiter energy where with each breath can be an opening. As we roll the shoulders up and back, you can practice this when you're walking around, placing your palms forward. Like you see those pictures of the masters, like Jesus with his palms out, receiving and radiating love. So it's really fun just to practice walking around, rolling the shoulders up and back with the palms out, and just practice walking and feeling that and having your shoulders be really loose and breathe into your heart and walking in that radiance with your radiant body, radiating that love. Just practice it for yourself so it can be a really fun practice. But that's the time we're moving into right now. And we've got these outer planets that have a long time of influence. We've got the Pluto in Capricorn, which we've been talking about a lot, and we've moved into Aquarius right now, which of course Aquarius is the revolutionary or the visionary. So we have a whole new vision of creation right now that we're creating. So we are creating, we are holding and creating this new vision of creation, what creation is going to be like. And in April, we'll have Uranus in Aries for 6 years. It's an outer planet. So Uranus is going to give us lots of bursts of energy to really experience and express who we are and moving into that higher vibration of who we are, which is our finely attuned soul essence, to really have our soul in our bodies, to really be acting from who we are, not from social conditioning. So we're cracking social conditioning right now, and we'll have we're moving into, in May, Neptune in Pisces, and Neptune's the dreamer, and Pisces is the 12th house planet, that which merges back with spirit. So between the Pisces and the Aries, we're going to have dreams becoming manifestations. So that's our outlook for what we're moving into, 2011 and beyond. And what we've been working with and influencing on this planet, the Mayans, we've been working a lot with Mayan cosmology. They say that we've been in this cycle on the planet that we're now coming out of creation in reverse. Everything's been backwards, kind of through the looking glass, sort of an Alice in Wonderland experience where we've been doing evolution in reverse, sort of going into a finer and finer point, and now we're at the end of that, and now we're coming out. They have a word for it called Zuvuya. So the star, the Mayan star elders are saying that we have to learn how to look at things multidimensionally. So looking at evolution in reverse is what we've been doing, making things like more and more smaller, 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 you know, picky, judgy, or whatever we want to say. But now we're opening up, we're coming out of that, and we're starting to move into creation in a spiritual, multi-dimensional way. We're moving away from this creating evolution in reverse, which really wasn't evolution. Instead of taking us down the path of de-evolution. But now, as we go into 2012, it's a whole reversal of direction. It's a reversal of fortune. So you can even think of it in whatever things that you've wanted to manifest. Maybe your dreams haven't manifested how you wanted to. So think of this as a time of reversal of fortune, where all your fortunes, all your dreams, can now be reversed and go forward. It's almost like a lot of things have been going backwards. So I like the analogy that I used before about turning the ship like the Titanic. We now see the iceberg in front of us. So we're turning the Titanic away from the iceberg, and we're going into creation that's a creation that we want, not a creation that keeps bumping us into icebergs and wars and judgments and poverty and hunger and all these things that we want to eliminate. So we actually have been living and creating backwards. And so, you know, how things just didn't feel right or felt off track or whatever, that's what the Mayan elders are saying, that we've been going in a backwards direction, a reverse direction. So we're just turning the ship now, 2011-2012, and we're getting back in balance. This backward direction has kept everything off balance, and it's created war, pollution, illness, separation, duality, and even death imprints. And that's another thing that I've really been noticing. Things that are limitations, and I call them death imprints, are really cracking and falling away now. So people are really locked into doing things in a backwards way, and they're getting narrow and narrower. Then a lot of those people are, you know, experiencing illness and leaving the planet. So as we reverse the direction and get more connected to that which brings us more into life, more into the heart, then we're going to have more and more life imprints or opening to life. So either we're opening to life or we're closing down. So that's really the paradigm to look at things from. Does something open you up or does it close you down? And so to remember to breathe into the heart and breathe into the opening, and we're going out of linear time into spherical time, we're falling into the present moment, which is a sphere, a multidimensional sphere. So we're actually expanding into the present moment rather than being locked into the 3D linear timeline where we're being taken from one place to another to another. And we're having access to more dimensions now. So we're moving into this spherical time. We're moving more into the present, more into the presence. So time doesn't have the same limitation. So we're moving into the future, which is not even limited by the timeline, the imprint of the timeline, the imprint of death. So death is like a the death imprint is like a linear timeline. So even that's being broken up. So as you breathe and go through whatever you go through in your daily life, you can look and see and notice where the timeline or linear time or these things that restrict you with your breath and with your awareness and breathing into your heart, you can breathe into them and just let them break up and let these limiting imprints just fall away. So that's the possibility, and that's what we're doing right now. So this is called a flipping, a reversal, a flipping of evolution. So we're flipping evolution so it can be back on track, a way of creating that creates life, that creates balance and harmony, and is in harmony with the natural laws of the universe. This is also correlates to what's happening with the sun. The sun completes a magnetic polar shift every 11 years, and so the last sun spots, is one thing they call it, was in 2011. So we're going to, so we had this huge solar eruption according to NASA. NASA says the sun is like a snake that sheds its skin every 11 years. So we're going to have the next, we're going to have this happen again in 2012. And so you might hear about, you know, different solar activities or different things happening on the sun. And so this they also call it a coronal mass ejection. So this energy coming from the sun is helping us flip the evolution of the Earth. So that's also something that's happening. So you might feel some disruption in your own life or some intense energies coming into you, and just notice. And you might, you know, look up and see what's happening with the sun. But it's all the planets and the sun and everything. The astrology is all lining up to create this change in evolutionary direction, this flip, this flipping of energy. So that's where we are. We are working with our consciousness to anchor in this change in evolution. And the Star Elders say that there's enough people anchoring in this new consciousness that we are able to flip into creating harmony on the planet, and that we have been living backwards on the planet for a long time, a huge cycle of time. But we are moving forward, and it's a time of adjustment, and it's a time of facing the forward direction of evolution. So how do you face evolution? And that's what we're doing. We're almost like turned around. So we weren't facing evolution. We had our backs to evolution, you know, as a collective planet. But now we're actually, as a planet, aligning with forward evolution. So we, as the Shakti Activation Light Workers, are anchoring in, actually facing evolution and moving forward. So we're in the first steps of creating this forward motion, and we've been anchoring this in all last year with our meditations, with our Ramadasa, and now we're actually starting to move, to take steps forward, planetary steps forward. It's been like we've been living between the dimensions, you know, not really getting anchored in the forward motion, because we've still been in this backwards motion on the planet. But it's starting to, the Titanic is starting to turn. So you can sense that and see how it is for you. But also notice, as you want to move forward in your projects, maybe, or things you've wanted to do for a long time, even the examples we were talking about people being drawn to class and saying they're having spontaneous Kundalini awakenings, suddenly people are just kind of waking up and they're wanting to know what to do with this energy. And you're here and we're here to guide them and show them what is the forward direction and how do they work with it and how do they use it. So you're so important right now. And the Mayans, they talk about how that the Kundalini is like the snake, and they have stone images that show snakes coming out of these big stone faces out of their mouth. And a lot of them have been destroyed, but they're just showing us symbolically that it's the Kundalini that is the creation that will wake people up. It's this energy shift that right now is wobbly, and it might make us feel uneasy, but we have to learn how to literally eat the Kundalini, or in other words, let it come into our bodies. So we're no longer like being forced into these situations where we're knocked out of our body continuously by authority figures, like having to sit down and be quiet in school or whatever the social conditioning has been. It's a time to really allow the Kundalini to flow into our bodies, which creates that individuation, which aligns with the Jupiter and Aries right now. So as we embody that more, we anchor in the forward direction for the planet, and we're starting to understand the difference between when the energy is moving forward or when it's moving backwards. So that's a good distinction to become aware of, what the frequency baseline is, and hold that frequency baseline and see how it feels on a day-to-day basis, and notice if you can hold it and anchor it in more and more, and then we're anchoring that in as a group, and we're putting that in the grid line. And it's a time when you can feel like you're in a dream, but it is a dream. We're creating a new dream, a new way of being in the world that can feel dreamlike, and it can be confusing, and sometimes it's confusing what's real and what's not real, and sometimes there's pressure in your third eye or in the front of your head, you know, where the consciousness is really being activated. And so all these different body sensations can be going on. Like we said, somebody may say, come to your classes and say, oh, they're having this awakening, or people are feeling all these energies and they don't know what direction to go with them. But we're anchoring that in, and you're going to be a guide for people to anchor that in and to guide them into what direction to go into. We're at the end of this 104,000-year cycle, which is the 26,000-year cycles, or the Mayans talk about the four cycles of completion and the precession of the equinoxes. And they talk about it as being traveling around the Pleiades. And so what we're doing now is laying the foundation stone with these end of these cycles in this world. And so the star elders are saying, the Mayan star elders are saying that our hearts are getting synchronized right now. So again, we're moving out of linear time and into spherical or multidimensional time. And the synchronization of our heart is, you know, as we know in Kundalini Yoga, the symbology is the lower triangles and the upper triangles meeting at the heart chakra, and when they do, they spin interdimensionally. And so that's what's happening right now. Our heart chakras are spinning interdimensionally, and we're synchronizing from the level of the heart chakra rather than from the level of linear time, which is just the first three chakras. So this is the time, 2011, the synchronization of the heart energies on the planet, the anchoring of it and the sealing in of this, so that we'll stay in sync. But we're just in the process of starting to do that right now. And as this group right here and other people get synchronized with the heart chakra, then we'll take that out into the world around us, and other people will just start to get synchronized with us. And it's even nonverbal. You don't even have to say anything to people. People are ready to become, there's a lot of people that will just be popping up more and more that just feel this, that just want this synchronization. They want this unified heart. So this unified heart is what's going to take us out of the strife and bring us into the peace we want in the world. It's going to bring us into the neutral mind, which takes us out of judgment and allows people to see things from the level of the heart and not just the left brain, and take it so people can actually visualize the world from a higher frequency And I like the phrase, you have to believe it before you see it. So when people are able to actually see the world from the frequency of the heart chakra, they're really perceiving reality differently, and that's where we're going to be anchoring in the world that we want to live in, this beautiful, unique vibration, this beautiful, sacred vibration, which is a different energy, and more people are going to be able to feel the different energies as opposed to just the linear, you know, cultural conditioning energy. This is the way it is. There's going to be a lot more choices. So that's another really important word is to have more choices so people can see things differently and feel the difference and feel things differently. So that's why it's so helpful to have this calibration, this resynchronization of feeling what it really feels like to be in the heart energy and to understand the magnitude and the magnificence of what it feels like to live in a world of synchronization with the heart rather than synchronization with just, you know, the linear lower three chakras, so to speak. So it's a quality. It's a quality that we're bringing through, and it's a quality of light. And as we bring forth this quality of light, what's also happening is the light is actually eating up the darkness. So we don't need all the darkness, and the darkness will literally be eaten by the light and dissolved. And that's what's happening. There's a whole dissolution of the darkness with this entering this place of this heart, the space, the shunya, the neutral mind. It's where duality is literally dissolving, and that's what's happening right now. It's like it's the space of the soul, the zero, the shunya, the zero point. Duality is just being lost, and so they'll be moving into the space where people aren't judging and comparing and all that kind of thing. So this is what we're doing in this new creation, this continual evolution, the evolution of forward motion, adding the limitations of physical reality so we can go beyond the limitations and create a world of peace, a world where people are getting their needs met. So right now we're really in this time of breaking up these lower imprints. Maybe you might notice that people around you are coughing or they get sick or something. But, you know, you can look at a bigger level and see if that isn't just breaking up imprints, the people around you. And the images that these imprints are getting swallowed up by the serpent, where the serpent catches his tail and consumes himself and digests all the garbage. And what's left is the awakened kundalini. That is what we use for creating the new world. We use this awakened kundalini, which is the pure creation energy. And we all have the ability to move into that, those that can wake up. And so this is what the Mayans have shown us in their stone carvings, the awakened human being coming out of the mouth of the serpent. So it's a big entrance. The awakened kundalini is an entrance into the forward motion of the evolution that we're moving into. It's a doorway. It's a doorway, and we're being prepared to receive this new world, to enter the spiritual world and connect it with the physical world. So that's the energy we're moving into. We're walking to the mouth of the snake, and out of it comes the forward path of evolution, the awakened person, the awakened heart chakra person. So we're holding that. We're holding that energy on the planet. So let's just go ahead and breathe into that. Breathe into this energy, lifting up on your diaphragm, pulling a slight root, rolling your shoulders up and back, projecting out your third eye. And we're going to go ahead and do the Ramadasa meditation. We're going to bring the energy all the way up the chakras, out the crown chakra, and then back down to our third eye. So we're going to balance all of our chakras with this meditation today. Thank you.
Thank you.
lift up your diaphragm, open up your heart, lift your shoulders up and back. And exhale, let the breath go, and relax. Relax. And slowly come back. And you can come back onto the line if you want, and we can share for a moment before we complete the call. But yes, thank you for anchoring in. That was beautiful, and opening up the heart and getting the synchronization of the heart into the grid, into the field, into the forward motion of evolution. We are the ones that are helping to anchor this in. Just deep breathe, and if anybody would like to share anything, you're welcome to. So is anyone there who would like to share? Good energy coming through.
Mm-hmm. Satnam, this is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Thank you.
Should we, every time we do the Rama Dasa, should we send our heart energy or our love into the grid now?
Yes. And you are. Yes, but you can think about anchoring that into the grid. Yes. Because this is anchoring in the, we're grounding in the heart energy, so the Titanic can be turned, and evolution can now move forward.
That's so wonderful. That's just, okay.
Good, yeah. Would anybody else like to share anything or ask any questions? Put out any intentions? Anybody have any intentions they want us to help anchor in for them? Okay, well, we've been talking about how if something comes up for you that you feel needs to be cleared, how you can breathe into it, lift up on the diaphragm, and resynchronize from your heart chakra. So that's going to be the key for today's phone call, is practicing that reunification or resynchronization with the multidimensional universe, so that we're synced up with all the planets, with the whole universe. And so you can do that individually as it shows up in any thoughts that you have or any experiences with other people. So it's kind of the microcosm of the macrocosm, is resynchronizing with the multidimensional fields of the galaxy, and we do that by breathing into our hearts. So we have this star heart pattern that moves us into forward evolution. So that's what we've been working with today. So if nobody else has any questions or comments, we'll just keep that star pattern moving forward. And we will be connecting next week to continue forward evolution. Join. Thank you, everybody. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. Next week is actually February 1st. Wow. Self speed. Huh? Okay, great. So let's all breathe in up to the heart and chant our Sat Nam to anchor in this field. Beautiful. Thank you, everybody. Yogi Bhajan is here with his hands folded, thanking everybody and smiling, and he's with us. So have a great week, and if you need me, email me, call me, or send out something on Shakti Activation. And until then, we'll all be working on this together, and we'll all connect next Tuesday.
Satnam, thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Satnam, thank you.
Satnam.
Satnam.
Satnam, thank you.
Satnam, thank you. Bye. Satnam. Satnam.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.